All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome in to Daily Faceoff Live, your go-to source for everything hockey, live every weekday at noon Eastern.
Welcome into a Wednesday, March 27th edition of Daily Faceoff Live, presented by Betano. The game starts now at betano.ca. Lots of action on tap, two NHL games on the slate tonight. We'll have our picks later in the show. We've also got some March Madness action on the horizon, Sweet 16 and Elite 8 coming up this weekend. Betano, the 2023 EGR brand of the year. You can get all the action at betano.ca. He is former NHL netminder, Carter Hutton. Carter, how you doing?
I'm good, Frank. Nice to jump on again, and nice to be with you. I feel like I'm with a heavy hitter here, so just trying to stay in my lane and manage what I can, but glad to be back on.
Quite literal heavy hitter. So there you go. Tyler Remchuk out today. He has a corporate retreat going on. So Tyler, namaste in your corporate retreat today. And wild slate last night in the NHL, Carter. Let's start with this. I'll give you a little this or that. And it's, what brought you more joy last night? Was it Shane Doan making, or not Shane Doan, Shane Doan's son, Josh Doan, making his NHL debut with the Arizona Coyotes with his, he gets the rookie lap, he gets two goals, pretty amazing moment at Mullet Arena and what's been a tough season for the Coyotes, definitely the highlight? Or was it Zach Hyman scoring the game-winning goal for the Edmonton Oilers after all of the vitriol and commentary that's been thrown his way, his 51st goal of the season, no fluke? What did you enjoy more?
Honestly, for me, I feel like I'm born in two parts here. I think as a father of a son who plays hockey and who loves sports, I can't imagine how Shane Doan feels getting to know Shane. And I never got to know Josh when I was in Arizona, but for him, this must be a surreal moment, right? Being able to be in the NHL in the rink that his, the team that his dad pretty much built. So, and getting a second one too, as well, doesn't get a ton of praise. The second one, a tip goal, just showing how skilled he is, being in that spotlight, is pretty amazing. And then on the other end, for me, the Zach Hyman one really hits home, Frank. As a player, he has a great individual effort, right? This wasn't a little tap in. This wasn't, and all the BS that's gone on online and how people talk about his money and that situation at a level where everybody's millionaires. Everybody has money. Money doesn't play a factor in this. This is hard work. And for someone like me, who's dealt with that criticism at times, playing on a good St. Louis Blues teams when I led the league and everything was well, it was a product of where I was, and I feel like some people try to suck the credit out of life, out of your success. So for me, just answering the bell, great individual effort. McDavid wasn't there. Draisaitl wasn't there. It was all Zach Hyman, and I love it.
There were so many great moments in the Josh Doan night. Just the joy, the sheer joy on Shane Doan's face. You know, basically covering his mouth, saying, I can't believe this is happening. My son scores, you know, in his NHL debut. And also just the beauty of the goal, especially the first one, batting that one out of midair. I don't know. I guess I took, in a sad way, maybe a little bit more joy out of the Zach Hyman goal, just because while you are kind of torn and certainly you want to celebrate the Coyotes and what a special night that was for the Doan family, it's just, I can't help but sort of internalize the undercurrents that Zach Hyman has been swimming against the last number of months here. I mean, to me, when you see not just criticism from one angle, but also another, someone had posted a video, you know, early this week, basically rating all 50 goals that he scored, 51 now, as ethical or unethical, as if somehow it matters how the puck enters the back of the net, that he did or did not do most of the work to get it there. Last time I checked, Carter, that's not how it works on the scoreboard. And plus the sort of blatant anti-Semitism that's been lofted his way. I just think it's been a lot to shoulder. I don't know if you'll hear Zach Hyman come out and say it, but social media is a cesspool on the best of days. And it just feels like hockey Twitter, kind of in a unique, weird way, kind of all banded together on Tuesday to, you know, basically slam back against that criticism.
Yeah. And I really love the fact that everyone kind of rallied together and supported, you know, Zach Hyman and what he's done. But at the same time, you know, you hate to give those people a voice, right? And we touched on that, but at the same time, people understand that like there is different opportunities. That's just the way the world works at when you're young or where you're born, but that doesn't take away from what Zach Hyman's done. For me, to understanding being through the process and making the NHL, especially as a player that was undrafted, like there was always opportunity for me where I would get a chance with a team and then the next guy was coming and I had to fight my way. And not that I ever had something similar to 50 goal season, but for Zach Hyman, just to block out the noise and stick with it, grind it out. And he's 31 years old to be able to do this is just such a credit to him. No matter how he scores, right? The game isn't that simple for him to go to those areas and do this. So I hate that that went on, but I love how hockey rallied around it. And he found a good way to bounce back tonight and score a beauty of a goal to win a game.
Yeah, finally, hockey Twitter aligned on one topic. Feels like the first time ever. And as someone posted, there's always some main character that day on social media that everyone hates. Don't let it be you. So we'll just we'll leave it at that. Fun night on the ice in the games. The Nashville Predators up to 16-0-2 in their run, coming back from 3-0 and 4-1 holes. But how about the Washington Capitals? 4-3 winner in an enormous game over the Detroit Red Wings in OT. Sadly, the three-point game kind of makes it maybe a little bit more interesting than it should be for the Caps. But when you look at their playoff chances now, they are clearly in the driver's seat. This is coming from our friend Micah Blake McCurdy. You know him on Twitter as Ineffective Math. His model has the Caps at a 73.8% shot to get in. It's crazy the way this season has unfolded for the Caps. Are you a believer that they are going to be the eighth seed in the East, Carter?
I am a believer, and I believe they're going to be the three seed. I just can't see Philadelphia holding on at this point. I think there's a little bit of chink in the armor, especially with the Flyers with 9 games left and only at 82 points. And I think the problem for me with that Flyers team is not adding that depth goalie. And to circle back to the Caps, Charlie Lindgren, I think you talk about, you know, MVP of their team. He has been that guy, and he has played some good hockey for a few years now. And maybe I'm a bit biased because I always support those guys that are always on the outside looking in a bit. And at some point, he finally got his opportunity. He's played so well. Granted, they didn't get it done in regulation last night, but they still found a way. And that felt like a playoff game. I didn't watch the whole game. I was in and out. There was too many games on the slate last night. It's a bit overwhelming my first year on the media side trying to tap into it. But, you know, it felt like one of those games. And I remember playing against the Capitals in their prime. You go into that rink and it's rocking. It is a tough place to play. And for Dylan Strome, I think it's been by committee too, right? There hasn't been anyone that's just been amazing. It seems like everybody's buying in. And that's with losing Mantha and losing Kuznetsov as well, Frank.
Yeah, so Dylan Strome having a career year. He's got 10, 11 games left to get to a career high in points. He's already set a career high in goals at 25. Have we just not talked about him enough this year?
It feels that way, right? And I don't know if that's because of the overshadowing of Ovechkin chasing the goals, right? Especially how it started slow. And I think that's what adds to this for me a little bit is, you know, I think Ovi scored, I think, 9 on me in my career. So I'm kind of biased to, you know, seeing him go for the record. But now that they're in the hunt and these games are so meaningful and Ovi's still chasing it, it may have put a little bit of an overshadow over Strom. And I think with the fact of, like, you know, what's gone on with this team earlier in the year, but it's nice to see these young guys getting an opportunity to play in some meaningful games that's going to help their development. And they've always done a good job in Hershey of giving guys time and having a good team for them to develop in. So when they step into the Caps, they're used to playing meaningful hockey.
And Charlie Lindgren, you touched on, how in demand do you think it'll be this summer? 1 year left at $1.1 million. I think if the Caps probably had it their way, they'd probably be moving on from Darcy Kemper if they had to, but probably not going to happen with the contract. I'd have to think that in a year in which it's not great for free agent goalies, some team out there might be phoning Brian McClellan to get their hands on Charlie Lindgren.
I think so. At this point, he's got to have a lot of value. And I feel like the landscape has shifted a bit in the NHL with this three goalie set up for a lot of teams. And the fact of, you look at numerous teams that have gone through so many goalies in the NHL this year, we've played so many extra goalies and you see number three guys getting more time. Even talk about the wings with Alex Lyon. He's kind of walked that line last night with Charlie Lindgren. He's had a lot of success. I think he's a little burnt out as of late, but you look at what he did last year for Florida and what he's done this year for the Wings. I put Charlie Lindgren in that category. Now there's a lot of value there. So it'll be interesting to see if they can hold on to him, because that Kemper contract, and Kemper's been a bit of a liability as of late, which I hate to say because I'm a huge fan of Kemper, but it seems right now they can't really play him. And I feel like Lindgren's going to play until the wheels fall off in this Caps run.
Yeah, I'm with you. Easter Sunday is this weekend, but it was Merry Clinchmas for the New York Rangers. They become the first team to clinch a playoff spot this season. But let's size up their playoff hopes. They're still in a dogfight, not just for the President's Trophy, but also for that number one seed in the Metro, the number one seed in the East, the Carolina Hurricanes, hot on their heels. What do you think is the biggest strength and the biggest weakness of the Rangers?
You know, I think the weakness at times is going to be their back end, right? If they can get totally healthy, they're still missing a few key players, right? With Lindgren out, Trouba out. And if they can come back in and set the tone, because for me, I like where their strength right now lies is in their goaltending. With Igor Shesterkin back to form, you know, it was a tough first half, right? At times, he just looked a bit off. And for me, I felt this way sometimes when I played as well, Frank, where it's, you play almost, you get in like a flow state where the game's calm and you're dialed in. And then all of a sudden when you're fighting it a bit and the season starts wearing on, it's hard to find your game. And I think they did a great job of getting him to the All-Star game, then giving him some time off. Jonathan Quick started the next few games out of the All-Star break. He had some more time to just slow things down and work on his game. And I think for him, they're going to go as far as Igor can take them. So that's their strength for me headed into the playoff run here.
Yeah, hard to debate that. Igor Shesterkin, since getting that break and retooling his game with Benoit Allaire, 16 games played, 12-3-1 record with a .931 save percentage and 3 shutouts in those 16 games. So I agree with you in the strength, but I'm going to debate the weakness though, because I look at that Rangers back end, and I know you mentioned that they're banged up and they've got, you know, some health issues and frankly have had some all season long, but when healthy.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I put their defense up against anyone. I like that they added a nice little inexpensive depth piece in Chad Ruedel, but I think their right side can be as strong as anyone. And if you've got Braden Schneider in that third slot, to me, I look more at their bottom six forwards. And I know their fourth line can be quite dangerous at times, but that three hole to me, I know they addressed it a bit with the Wennberg addition. But to me, it's that third line. You need an identity, and I don't know that they've had enough of that in New York. Agree or disagree?
No, I agree with you there. I think there's going to be that step-out party, right? I feel like even for me, when I was in 2013, when I played for the Blackhawks, I was number three in another lineup. That was a year like Brian Bickell, Victor Stahlberg, Andrew Shaw really stepped forward, where they hadn't really established themselves. So I feel like that's where this team is at in that sense, right? Who is going to step up? And because we know every year in the playoffs, you need to have that depth. For me, the back end just worries some with the injuries and guys staying healthy, right? These guys play hard minutes. And I like their back end. I just don't know where Matt Rempe fits once he's back from injury, coming back from suspension, if he's going to be a playoff player. You know, I know he does a pretty good job away from the puck, so it'll be interesting to see the matchups, who they get in the first round, because, you know, I think a lot of teams would rather face the Capitals than have to face the Tampa Bay Lightning, especially with staring down at Andrei Vasilevskiy.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Let's dig into a little post-mortem as well, some teams that have been eliminated. We're going to go one by one over the final 18 shows of the regular season and break down the 16 teams that have been eliminated. And today up is the Columbus Blue Jackets. Kind of feels like they were eliminated back in late October, early November. Never strong out of the gate. And for a team that made so many significant changes last summer, bringing in Davin Severson, Ivan Provorov, obviously the summer before that, they spent a ton of money on Johnny Gaudreau. They re-signed Patrick Laine. I mean, they've got some great prospects in their pipeline, Carter, but this has to be one of the most disappointing seasons in Columbus Blue Jackets history, in a franchise history full of them, as Aaron Portsline so well documented in The Athletic earlier this week, a story that really someone that's been there since day one chronicling it all, only he could write. But when you look forward, aside from how big this next GM hiring is with Jarmo Kekalainen being fired, where do the Blue Jackets go from here? What's their first priority if you were in the manager's chair in Columbus?
You know, obviously for me, the Johnny Gaudreau signing has just been a face. You know, it's fallen on his face. He just hasn't reached form. And I don't know if it's there or if it's just he got his big ticket and kind of shut the mill. And he's never been a player that is going to grind it out. He plays an outside game. And for me, the other one that stands out this year, obviously the Babcock situation, you hire a coach who's already been the outs and it obviously falls on its face. Elvis Merlikens coming out and talking about a trade for me is a killer. I've been on teams where players have done that. I was playing in Buffalo and Evan Rodriguez asked for a trade and it was like a running joke in the team. Like the next day, the Google account was the first thing was, who is Evan Rodriguez, right? I feel like these are things that needs to stay behind closed doors and it just needs to be managed within a team. So they have some prospects. I feel like the Russians they have up front are very good, but those are also guys that you need a culture to build around, right? In my experience, sometimes those players can go on their own terms. So having players like Boone Jenner, Warinsky, these are guys I think that you can build a culture around, but I think they need to start moving some pieces out, especially with how Laine struggled on the rink and off the rink. It'll be interesting to see how they attack this one this summer, Frank.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a few quick things. One, I think it's highly alarming that the person that not just brought in Jarmo Kekalainen and had 11 seasons of mostly futility, three playoff appearances in there, one round one, and also was behind the hiring or part of the hiring to bring in Mike Babcock, is now part of choosing the next general manager. That's one thing. Two, I think they also need a new coach. Pascal Vincent has to be on thin ice with the way that this season played out. He was twice passed over for the job. They kind of felt like they had no choice so late before training camp, 4 days before, with Mike Babcock being, whatever you want to call that, resigned or stepping away after that blew up in their face. You know, Pascal Vincent to me hasn't been the fit. 17 days into his NHL head coaching career, he's already talking about how this is getting old. And the fact that they didn't properly, this brings me to my third point, assimilate their young players and prospects into their system this year why is David Juracek shuttling back and forth between Cleveland and Columbus? Why were you playing, you know, Peak and all these other guys ahead of, you know, what is the future of your team? Why does it feel like some of their other top prospects, Ken Johnson and others, have been Fantilli, have been jerked around all through the lineup, playing fourth line, playing out of position, whatever it might be? Just present me with a cohesive plan. That's all I'm asking for. And I'm sure that's what Columbus Blue Jackets are asking for as they look toward the future. Lots of exciting prospects coming. Can't wait to see someone like Denton Mateychuk play in the NHL, but feels kind of like the road in Columbus is a long one. We've got one former player with us now. Let's bring in another in this week's edition of the Players Room. The Players Room is delivered by DoorDash. For a limited time, our listeners can get 25% off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter code NATION25. Dash that for the win with DoorDash. Fresh off of his debut on Hockey Night in Canada, fantastic job, former Edmonton Oiler and NHL player Luke Gazdick joins the Players Room. Luke, how you doing?
Good, Frank. How you doing today, guys?
Good. Good to be with you. Let's start in your hometown right now of Toronto. When you take a look at the Leafs and where they're at, their blue line did a great job going up against McDavid and Draisaitl over the weekend, but it hasn't necessarily been smooth sailing for them since the deadline. Do you think with the way that this blue line is currently constituted, do they have a shot to take down Florida or Boston in round one?
Well, I'm glad you started with the game on Saturday, because that was one of the best efforts that I saw from start to finish from them, and especially their decor. I have rarely seen teams go after Edmonton's top guys like they did on Saturday night, and it was from the get-go. From the first shift, Morgan Rielly, Joel Edmondson went after Leon and Connor relentlessly, and I thought that was a great game plan by them. You know, the Edmondson pickup here in Toronto wasn't very well received. I think Labushkin was a popular one. He was a popular player here just because of the simplicity that comes with his game and the physicality that they want on the back end. But I love the Edmondson pickup. There's another great vet that's played some good playoff hockey, and man, playing against him was not fun. I'll tell you that much. Corners and getting boxed out in front by him is not a fun job. I don't mind their decor, actually. Like, it obviously has flaws. It hasn't been the greatest thing for them the whole year. I think it falls on the shoulders of the goaltenders with Toronto. I understand they play a different system in front of them that leans a little more offensively. I think TJ Brody's gotten a lot of flack here this year. He's been through a lot, man. And I know he hasn't played his best hockey, but still a good vet for them. But they got to get a goaltender hot here. They're giving Joseph Woll some games. He did not look great last night. Let in the first shot of the game again. Good kid, works hard, but he's gotta be better. Sammy has played well when he's been in there. I thought he had a great game, even letting in those couple power play goals in the third on Saturday. Matt Murray's coming back. Martin Jones stabilized the crease earlier this year. I would love to see one of these guys. It's probably Ilya, but I would love to see one of these guys run away with this in the crease. And I think that'll help make the decor look a lot better if they can get some saves.
Yeah, Gaz, the story is old as time. What goalie can get hot at the right time? And to stay on that topic here, the Winnipeg Jets, you know, they've been slipping a little bit lately, you know, giving up more goals recently than they have all year. Do you see this as a reason for concern or just a little slump here for the Winnipeg Jets team?
No, I'm not too concerned. Listen, they went back in January, they went on a bit of a similar path. They lost five in a row, and I felt like their leadership group really stepped up, and they ended up rattling off. I think they went 8-2 over their next 10 after that. And I looked for them to do the same thing last night. I thought they played a good game last night. Connor Hellebuck kept them in it, but good efforts from Scheifele and guys like Brendan Dillon on the back end who can really bring some physicality. I don't have too many problems with Winnipeg. Again, watching them last night, top to bottom, their four lines. I mean, Cole Perfetti's playing on their fourth line. That says something, well, maybe about the kid, but I just think they have a lot of depth. I love their pickups. I think out of any team in the NHL, they might be my favorite in terms of grabbing a guy like Colin Miller, who probably isn't talked about enough for his playoff experience, 500 plus NHL games. Monahan's been great. Toffoli's an absolute sniper. Yes, they've dipped, but I'm not too concerned about Winnipeg. That's a tough team to play against. They sold out the building last night, and when those fans get going, it's not an easy building to play in. I just don't see them being an easy out in the playoffs. And I know they really probably wanted to get that division in the Central, which is starting to look like it might not happen. Still close, still could, but not an easy out by any means.
Okay, so we were thinking whoever gets in the wild card spots might in the West might be an easy out this year, but the Preds 16-0-2 down 3-0 and 4-1 last night. This team doesn't lose, at least not in regulation, at least not in forever. By the way, they're only 4 points back of the Jets in the Central to dig out of that wild card spot. How much have they changed your opinion, Gaz, in terms of being a live threat in round one?
You know what? It's taken a while. It really has, but I'm starting to buy in here. And part of it is maybe Philip Forsberg having one of the quietest 40 goal productive seasons that I've seen out of a player. Their top line with O'Reilly and Nyquist, like, talk about those additions. Bringing in O'Reilly and Shen at the beginning of the year was a very calculated move by Barry Trotz, bringing in some vets. But Roman Josi, this is an absolute stud. Like, it just has absolutely powered them, led by example. I think he's first in goals in the NHL now among defensemen. He plays 25 a night. He played 28 last night. Like, there's not much more you can say about what he's done there. This is a team just I would not want to see in the first round. I don't know if this is bold playoff predictions or takes or whatever, but they might be rearing towards a first round knockoff here of a pretty top seed if they get in. And man, the fact that they're even four behind Winnipeg right now is really, really impressive. To rattle off a couple in the row in the NHL is a tough thing. To get points in 18 straight is, you know, I'd love to say I'm sold. You can tell I'm still on the fence a bit, but it is really, really impressive what they've done.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Ryan O'Reilly referring to his line mates as his two Swedish meatballs. Well, I guess two guys on the players room today were my two Canadian tuxedos. Well done on the players room, Luke. We'll talk to you next week. This has been the players room delivered by DoorDash.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Huts, it's time for our daily face-off inbox question of the day, #AskDFO, which is brought to you by Tim Hortons, and Roll Up the Rim is back for Tim's 60th anniversary. And to celebrate their big year, you can win some big prizes. The all-electric Volkswagen ID4, sun-soaked Hilton getaway, and cash with a daily jackpot of $10,000. Roll Up the Rim to win at Tim Hortons. Carter, you touched on it earlier, a little bit of a hot take, maybe not. You said that you think that the Caps can pass the Flyers for that 3 spot in the Metro, but what about the St. Louis Blues? Can they catch up to a wild card spot in the West? What do you think?
I think it's going to be a little too late, Frank. I think this Vegas team is starting to find their stride here. I know they dropped one the other night, but that was with Patera and Nett on a back-to-back. I feel like it was built. And I've been in that Nashville arena. I've been on the other side of it. I played 3 years there. When they start coming in the third period, that rink closes in on you, and I feel for that Vegas Knights, especially on a back-to-back. But for the St. Louis Blues team, I just feel like they're a little bit too far behind now. They're going to maybe if they go on some crazy run, maybe, you know, 9-1, it gives them the chance. But I just think staring at trying to catch Vegas and what Nashville has done at this point, I think it's out of reach for the Blues.
The math would support that opinion. The Blues down to single digits in terms of playoff chances, according to HockeyViz.com. All those teams in the West well above 90% right now to make it. I'm going to throw another quick one at you, #AskDFO, and we appreciate your conversation in the chat. That was Fighting Amish who had asked about the Blues. But game one starter, since we touched on it briefly with Luke, for the Toronto Maple Leafs, is it Samsonov?
For me, I think it's going to be Joseph Woll at this point. I'm not too sure what happens with Samsonov. Like, I just worry about his inconsistency, and it can't be denied. I guess I'm such a big believer in Woll, and I've been like this all year. I've stood my ground, but last night wasn't a great game, but I touched on that game in Carolina. On a back-to-back, he played so well. So I still think there is time for that to be discovered. But for me right now, my money's on Woll.
Interesting. Sheldon Keefe saying after the game, first shot goal cannot happen. So, but he also did mention that Wall did not have the proper support in front of him for the Leafs. That brings us to Betano and our Betano daily bets. Two games on the slate tonight, and we'll keep it short and simple. I'm not Tyler. I don't do shot props. I am not the shot prop king. Going with the Boston Bruins in Tampa tonight on the money line, even money. This is to me a straight up coin flip in terms of this game. There's a lot on the line too, in terms of the Bruins trying to avoid potentially having to face these Tampa Bay Lightning in round one. So they should be properly motivated to try and potentially create some distance between themselves and the Florida Panthers. That is my play for today. Betano.ca, the game starts now. And that also brings us to Garbage Time, which is delivered by Wendy's and the Daily Faceoff Survivor Pool. Man, I keep getting smoked in the Daily Faceoff Survivor Pool out in day one again. But look, the only thing sweeter than the taste of victory is starting your day with the new Cinnabon Pull Apart from Wendy's. And Carter, for Garbage Time, let's throw it to this video. I want to get your take on how well done the Pittsburgh Penguins did with their video tribute to Jake Guentzel.
This kid's the real deal. He's only gonna get better. No stage is too big for him either.
His skills and the way he can shoot the puck and finish kind of speaks for itself.
He's tough as nails. He's got the courage of a lion, and he can score.
It's pretty phenomenal, like how good a player he is.
Play a couple of Jake's craziest highlights.
After it is Jake Guentzel, battles to get possession toward the defender. He scores! Unbelievable!
I don't know how you teach that. That is just magic there from Jake Guentzel.
That was fun. Now roll footage of Jake mic'd up.
Mic check, 1-2, 1-2, mic check. Chad smells. Oh, he fell a little bit there.
I fell for the banana.
Can we stop ISO
Cameron,
please?
Sure thing. Let's relive some of Jake's most iconic moments in a Penguin sweater.
Shot score! First shift, first shot! Are you kidding me?
He flashes out the left pad. Oh my goodness.
Gets right, scores! That's four!
One of the most incredible goals I've ever seen.
Thanks for the memories, Jake. Stay cool. Never change.
Cut!
Damn, Hutz. That just hits me right in the feels. I love to see the emotion on everyone's face, his family, but it was also like the perfect mix. Highlights, humor. It's sort of perfectly encapsulated Jake Guentzel's time in Pitt. What'd you think?
Yeah, they did a great job, I think, of showing him mic'd up and showing the human side of the athlete, right? It sometimes, you know, falls behind, and I think that's so important. And, you know, honestly, you think about the guys in Pittsburgh during this run that meant the most to it, and he is one of those guys outside of, you know, say Marc-Andre Fleury returning, you know, Crosby, Letang, Malkin. He is that piece, and for me, a guy that kind of was discredited a lot during his career because he played with Crosby, because he played with these great players, and he's gone on to become such a great player, and, you know, at his size and playing a lot against him. He's a goal scorer. So that was cool. It gives me chills just watching. It makes me want to get back on the rink and be engaged in it. So they did a great job with it.
Yeah, maybe that's the theme of our show, players who have been discredited. Certainly, you deserve a lot of credit for today's show. Great job on Daily Faceoff Live. That'll do it for today's edition. If you were watching on our YouTube stream, hammer that subscribe button for us. We'll be back 12 noon Eastern on Thursday. Until then, have a great day, everyone.
Thanks for tuning in to Daily Faceoff Live. Make sure you hit the subscribe button to never miss an episode.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
All right, hockey fans, listen up because we've got something special coming your way this playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and let me tell you, it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game day, you're going to be faced with four questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle. And here's a sneak peek into some of those questions we'll be firing your way. First up, you got to pick the winning team. That sounds simple, right? But there's more. You got to decide if the total amount of goals in the game will be over or under a certain amount, and that's where the real strategy starts to kick in. Next up, you're picking who's going to find the back of the net first, and you're going to want to be careful because that's one that could be cooked early on in the game. And finally, you got to predict which period is going to be the highest scoring. Will it be a barn burner in the first, a shootout in the second, or a nail biter in the third? That's up to you to decide. Now let's talk about prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? For the daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards to treat yourself to some fresh Nation gear, and you might even win a jersey from your favorite team. And for the big dogs, those who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Play now at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.